Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving alternative facts.
Look, alternative facts are not facts. Not facts. Not facts.
John Kincaid presents Alternative Facts.
I saw a story this week, and I actually couldn't believe that the story existed. And it was talking about, and I quote, the brand new rage, you know, like the new rage in college athletics. And I'm thinking, is there a new sport that I don't know about? The folks at Gridiron Now did a piece on it this week. I saw a piece on ESPN about e-sports. And now at the University of Utah, they have e-sports scholarships for gamers. Now, I have no issue with the gaming industry, with gamers. My business partner, Shaquille O'Neal, owns a team in one of those esports leagues, so he's all into it. I totally get it. What I do have a problem with is that people calling this sports, there's nothing athletic about it. You are not an athlete if you play a video game. There are people that will argue with you that you are not an athlete if you drive a NASCAR or a Formula One car. There is absolutely no argument you are not an athlete because you sit there with a joystick playing a video game. So look, if schools want to have esports and celebrate esports and talk about the industry and have classes that support it, I get it. But please, don't make this about an athletic venture. This has nothing to do with athletics. And by playing video games, you are not an athlete. So please, can we keep these stories off the sports page? Can we keep these stories off of SportsCenter or any of these things? Because that is not where it belongs. Esports is people playing video games. Get another bag of Doritos. Enjoy your games. That doesn't make you an athlete. I was floored, folks, I got to tell you. Very surprised at the idea that this was being turned into now. This is the newest thing for athletic departments. No, don't do it. Don't make fools of yourself. You have real athletes in your athletic departments. Shaggy and Scooby sitting on the couch and playing video games is not, that's not athletics.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.